she disappears forever.
Blog Talk Radio.
And there's two segments. So the only thing to watch for is at the end of both segments, music starts to play. And what I have a clock here, and I know when that music is going to play. So because you can't be heard over the music, I begin to basically cut you off. And if you're still talking about something, I may say wrap up, or maybe you already wrapped up, but instead of starting to ask another question, which would take a long time, I may summarize. So that, but should you begin to hear music, don't worry about it. Just finish your sentence, and we can always fix it on the editing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
That's it. Now, Stuart, how long is the first segment? All right, so we're going to go for 11 minutes, first segment. Then we'll have music, then we'll talk again, and then we'll go back on for the second segment. Got it?
Okay, got it.
We got it. All right, Stu, we're ready to rock and roll.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yes, he does. Wow, it's been a while. We have been on such a wonderful wild ride all over Europe, all over the United Kingdom. We've been looking to see what's going on in the field of aging, and I can tell you that you guys are traveling. You guys are having fun, and you guys are into sports. This is Adrienne Berg, this is Generation Bold, and this is the Fountain of Truth about aging. And on our show today, in honor of the fact that you guys are so active, as our second guest, we're going to have a specialist, a doctor, a leading health physician in the field of sports, sugar control, carbs, with a new drink out. That's going to help you be the sports person you want to be, but also going to help you when you fall into that bad trap of high-carb meals or high-sugar meals. It's been a remarkable improvement in the kinds of things you can do for your health, and that's one of the things that we deal with here on the Fountain of Truth. But before that, we have a very important topic. We have an author with us today, Susan Hodges, and she is the author of A Breach of Trust All the Way from Texas, the great state of Texas. You're going to hear that in her voice. She wants to talk to you about guardianship as we age, what could happen in nursing homes, and what you can do about it, and what facilities should be doing about it, and what you should be looking forward to for your loved ones so that they have the best possible stay if they do enter a facility, and, of course, for self-protection. So with Susan Hodges in our corner, we're going to be able to fight the good fights if we need to, but more importantly, we're going to be able to avoid the fights. She's a licensed nursing facility administrator, LNFA, and that is another pride that I have of introducing you to professionals in the field of aging that you may not know exist. You may not know that there are such credentials. So, Susan, thank you so much for being with us today, and let's just start by unpacking that. Licensed nursing facility administrator. Lots of folks don't know that's a specialty. Can you just explain those credentials and what that means?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. And LNFA is the acronym for a nursing home administrator. And so that is what the state of Texas does to designate that a person can be a nursing administrator in any nursing facility throughout the state.
So you've seen it all because that's been your profession for a long time. And it moved you to write a book called Breach of Trust, which has to do with guardianship. Now, again, before we talk about the problems, let's talk about the definition. What do you mean by guardianship in the context of the older adult?
What guardianship means is that a person will have to be deemed incompetent by a judge in the court system. And for him to be able to do that, he will have one physician, not two, deem a person incompetent and unable to care for themselves. And in that respect, then a guardianship company will take over all the assets, all the medical care, everything in the life of a person.
And in that case, you have what is basically a stranger, a company, taking care of your money and your person at a time when you may be the most vulnerable. And according to what you're saying here, this can all be on the testimony of one physician. Now, this, you've seen this for many years. It's made your hair stand up. You say it's a very broken system. Let's shatter this right now. What's the problems that you see?
Okay. My problem with this is that I, as a sitting administrator in a nursing home, saw firsthand what damage and how a resident will suffer under this type of situation. First of all, I did notice that the guardians themselves have no idea how to take care of an aged person. They have no medical experience, they're not nurses, and they know nothing about the placement in a nursing home. I have discovered that many guardianship companies have no idea what a nursing home is. They think it is just a home that does not matter what the culture is or what where it is placed. They just will pick any home and put the person in it. They will not be involved with the person. The person will try to get in touch with them, and they're ignored. They think that the nursing home should take care of all the problems, and all their assets are spent. We have no idea where the assets go. And normally, in my situation, they are placed on Medicaid after all the money disappears. So then they're all on Medicaid.
So the end, the taxpayer is paying for companies that are making a profit on the vulnerability of these people. Now, it sounds simply like a very impersonal kind of service, and people get into the courts or companies get into the courts to be appointed. Now, I know in my area, as I'm a lawyer for many, many years, an elder law attorney, Susan, is that there have been corruption where judges were actually paid and, in fact, caught using the same guardian company over and over and over again because there's money in it. Have you seen anything like that? Is that your major issue? Is your major issue that they just don't care for the person? It becomes a piece of paperwork.
Yes, absolutely. I have never had a judge step inside the nursing home that he is, you know, giving the guardianship to put in. He never checks up. You know, he just basically says you're incompetent and then washes his hands. The guardianship program that I was familiar with, the judge ran on this to get reelected, and he was in office for over 25 years. And it was actually his star, you know, his shining star, in other words, to get reelected.
Let's go back to the money. What about accountability? Let's talk about accountability. We're speaking with Susan Hodges, and she is a licensed nursing home facility administrator, and to some degree we can call her a whistleblower, but not about a particular company, but by a system, a legal system. She's written a wonderful book called Breach of Trust, which you can request at your local library, but you can also request at the bookstore, and you can also, of course, easily enough, go on Amazon.com and get a copy of Breach of Trust. In a minute or two, I'll also give you her website. I'll ask you to give your website, Susan. But first, I do want to go back to this issue of the accountability. So, you know, if you're a trustee of somebody's money, a trustee, not a guardian, you have to account for it. You have quarterly accountings to the beneficiaries. And if you do it wrong, you can be fined, you can be removed, you can even be arrested if you're a crook. But isn't there any accountability of these companies that take over guardianship? Don't they have to, let's say, have an audited statement of their spending and show it to a court or a family member or even the nursing home? Or they just have they're just scot-free?
Actually, I do not know the answer to that because the nursing home could not and was not involved in any of the financial assets of the resident. I did try to call on the residents to try to figure out what was going on because they requested that from me because they kept trying to get out under this guardianship, but it is almost impossible to do that. And they kept asking about where are their assets, where is their money, why am I placed on Medicaid? And I could not legally, as a sitting administrator, get any of that information. It was withheld from the nursing home. And I do not know who they were giving the audit to, so I have no clue.
So you're really, everybody, including the person who is now under the guardianship, really doesn't have a clue in your experience. Now, I do know, and I will say, that a lot of this is regional, specific. You've got some wonderful judges out there, let's be clear. I know Susan believes that as well. There are wonderful judges out there. There's wonderful guardians out there. There's family guardians. There's all kinds of different situations. But there's no doubt in my mind that what Susan is saying is the case for a very large majority of people in this country who end up with these kind of guardianships. Now, do you recall who started the guardianship in the first place? Because there are two kinds. One would be a family member, and the other would be the state or the community or some governmental agency. And when that happens and there's no family members, what Susan is telling you about is very apt to occur because there's nobody but the victim, we'll say, who is out there advocating for themselves. And if the nursing homes can't help or the facility they're in can't help and are locked out, there's really nobody there to fight the fight for them. So, Susan, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to let everybody know where to find the book, A Breach of Trust, because we have two things here. One, we want to prevent anything from happening to you or people you love. So go nowhere. That's very important.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so that was perfect timing. You see how it goes? We're off the air now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. So when we come back, we're going to start with your emails, your website, okay? And the other is, now tell me a little bit about Breach of Trust, because they didn't send me the book. What do you cover in the book?
I cover actually not just guardianship, about how vulnerable all the people are. Family takes advantage of them. Staff takes advantage of them. I mean, they have people just coming and going, trying to take advantage of them. I actually had one son prostituting his mother out of the nursing home for drug money. Of course, I had him arrested. So your own family can take advantage of you very much. But the guardianship...
I'd like you to answer that just in that way. I want people to know what's in the book, okay? And what were you saying about the guardianship?
Okay. And then, of course, the guardianship in the book is really the worst because when they came and they yanked out three of their residents and put them in three different homes because they got mad at the nursing home, they didn't give us any notice or anything. One died within 24 hours, another died in 10 days, and I never found out what happened to the third one, though I was still looking for her.
Yeah, so we are definitely going to be talking about that next. And then the last question will be, what do you think people should do? Is there an advocacy in the book? Do they write to their congressman? What do you think they can do, either to protect themselves privately or as a citizen?
Right. What they can really do, they're going to have to understand that if they don't have any family, they're going to have to find a person they trust. They have to really talk to this person. I would suggest that they talk to financial advisors about what to do about their assets to at least try to protect it, like with trust. Of course, I'm not a financial advisor.
But I am.
So I don't know.
You said that.
Right. They need to start putting things in place instead of just putting your will, a medical power of attorney, or power of attorney that can all be trumped by the guardian. That means nothing because the guardianship can come in and take that. So you need to know that that is a fourth thing that you need to understand and talk about it and figure out what you want to go to do about it.
Okay, so I want to try to fit all this in, and I want you to say it as you just said it. I'll make my questions very quick. And please send me a copy of the book because it may be something that we want to order for our office. We do have we're financial gerontologists, and we may want to order book for our clients. So please send me one review copy, and then we'll see. Okay? Sounds very good.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, Stuart, we are ready. Now we just have to be quiet. This is a little less. It's 9 minutes, but we have time to cover what you just said. So go ahead.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. And we're here today with Susan Hodges, and she explained to us that a licensed nursing facility administrator, which she is a unique designation. In her particular state, it's required to be the nursing manager of a nursing home facility. And she's seen it all, and she's written a book called Breach of Trust. And in that book, she covers issues of guardianship, issues of family intervention, what you can do to protect yourself, and some of the hair-raising stories that can happen if you fail to protect yourself. We've been talking only about guardianship, but there's a lot more in the book. So first, Susan, please tell everybody your own website. You can get the book on Amazon or request it at your bookstore, but there is a website. Go ahead with your website, Susan.
Yes, ma'am. The website is www.abreachoftrust2016.com.
It's very simple. It's the name of the book, A Breach of Trust, 2016.com. Now, in that book, there are stories, and some of those stories are ones that are very personal to your experience. Many of them deal with family members. We've been talking about guardianships and lawyers and guardian companies, but tell me what you had said during the break about what you've seen in terms of abuse and exploitation.
Sure.
Family members.
Yes. I did have a family member, a son, who actually was coming to the facility and checking his mother out, and he was taking her to prostitute her out for drug money. So
now, this is a
family
big
members,
case, but there's a lot of problems with family members in nursing homes, and nursing homes seem like they're mean when they don't want to include family members, but you see a lot.
Yes, I do see a lot. I do see family members coming in and with their siblings and not really thinking about the resident but themselves, and they will fight among themselves in front of mom or dad and just stress the mom and dad out, not understanding that this resident is in this nursing home for a reason. So family members can cause stress, anxiety, and put unwanted, episodes in the room itself, causing, the actual resident to suffer. So we need to be mindful as a family member that mom and dad really need us at this time, and that they need comfort, they need love, and they need understanding. But a lot of times family members will be selfish.
Yeah. No, I understand. I talk about my relationship with my mother who passed away when I was 60. And I always wanted her to be young. And in a very heartfelt way, not in a bad way. I don't even have siblings. I didn't hold back because to me she was still 40 years old. And so I regret being less gentle. I mean, when I say hold back, if I had a problem, I would tell it to her. That's what I mean by not holding back. Maybe I shouldn't have told her my problems so much. Maybe I should have respected that she was over 90 and she would get more upset about it than she would if she was 60 or 50 or 40. We do forget how fragile elders are. But there's a lot of hair-raising things that are a little bit more painful when you hear about it. Tell us about the residents that were just taken out of the nursing home. It just helter-skelter because of this guardianship issues.
Yes. The guardianship company that had three residents in my nursing home got upset with the nursing home. And the nursing staff have to do certain things, like call you at 3 a.m. in the morning and tell you that the resident has a change of condition. Well, they don't want to call at 3 o'clock in the morning. But a nurse's license is on the line, and she has to do that to let you know there is a change of condition. So for any reason, when the guardianship company may get upset with the nursing home, they can come in and yank the resident out, not even explaining that the resident is going to be moved. They have no one there to help the resident through the easy transition from one home to the other. And I had three of them removed. In 24 hours, one of the residents passed away. The stress was just too much. Another resident that was pulled out at the same time passed away in 10 days. And the third one, unfortunately, I never could find out what happened. So they just do not respect what the resident is going through. They are not just a regular person, and they cannot take this type of stress. And moving someone out of a nursing home is stressful.
So what I want to bring out, and one of the things about this show, Susan, and all my listeners, we're cheerleaders for aging, but we also tell the truth about aging. A time comes when we become fragile. I had a friend of mine who's a wonderful leader in the field of geriatrics who said that older folks are like potato chips. They look good, but they break easy. And I've always remembered that. Now, the fact is that we can forget that this could happen to us, that here we are, baby boomers, robust, running around when we're 70 and 80 years old even. But boy, time takes its toll. So what should we do while we're healthy, Susan, to protect ourselves from any of these things happening?
Actually, you can't totally protect yourself. I understand that. But you really, really need to get the community behind you. I mean, talk to your church members, talk to your neighbors. Do whatever you can to try to understand that you do need someone to come in and be your voice. Every resident has residence rights, and those rights are not upheld because we do not understand that the residents are fragile. But the residents' rights are the civil rights of a resident, and they do need to be protected. You need to get a copy of those rights and understand that, you know, this is going to be your rights even when you're in a nursing home. And the more people you talk to and the more people that you can have as an advocate for you, and you too need to become an advocate. I mean, visit a nursing home. See what's going on. Talk to a resident. It will make your day. And that is what a resident misses most, the warm touch or the human touch. And that way they will not feel abandoned and they will still feel needed. So it's up to you to learn about it. You have got to be educated in it. Because honestly, I think that we close our eyes. Even when we drive by a nursing home, we would never want to stop, go in. We don't even want to see the inside. That is
That has to stop. And I'll tell you, though, that we do a lot of consulting with nursing homes that make it very, very off-putting for families to come, because the first thing a new family will come and see is people who are just sitting in wheelchairs doing nothing. And when we have nursing homes that welcome you that way, we know that people are going to reject nursing homes, and things are changing. Nursing homes are becoming very active places to live, with a lot of opportunities for play and interaction and technology and networking and thriving. So, as Susan Hodges says, read that A Breach of Trust. Understand your rights. Know what's going on. And then, if you're fortunate enough not to be in a guardianship position, you can select your own nursing home, which will not happen in a guardianship
situation.
Thank you so much, Susan. This has been very enlightening for all.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay. So
okay,
do you have... This is terrific. Do you have the... address to send the book to?
No, I would love that right now.
Susan Stewart? Are you on with the second? Let's just remember to send Susan or her representative our address so we can get a copy of the book, because it may be good for our clients too. Okay, very good. All right, now I cannot hang up. You have to hang up because that breaks my recording connection.
Okay.
And my next guest is on Wednesday. You'll be on the front page of our website, generationboldradio.com. And this Sunday...
Okay, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you should know, this Sunday you will be heard. If you go to generationboldradio.com, you'll see if there's a station near you where you could just turn on the radio, right? But if not,
right,
because we are heard in Texas, but if not, you can go to BizTalk, and
okay,
there's an app. You can hear yourself on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I
very
really
good.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Charlene Belluccio here.
That's what I want to say. Ask you. That was the first thing. Tell me your name slowly so I'm going to pronounce it correctly.
Dr. Charlene Belluccio. If you say it more in English, it would be Belluccio. So whichever
right.
you feel is better.
But it's Charlene Belluccio.
Yes, that's
is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And where do you practice?
In San Francisco, California, but I also have international work. So I am in Europe and also in New Zealand.
Okay. We've had a lot of people from New Zealand on the show. It's interesting. A lot of important things are going on there health-wise.
Well, and it's a very healthy place. People are very interested in their health and wellness there. And they have a lot to teach us. So I guess this is a good thing that these messages are being shared.
Absolutely. So what's going to happen?
Today we're talking about a Swedish group. So the work that we're talking about today is with a group from Lund, Sweden, from University of Lund.
Yes, the Swedish Sugar Buster we're going to be talking about
that's
today.
That's right.
But
exactly.
That will be available on my birthday on September 15th.
Oh, well,
so
happy birthday in next week. Very good.
Thank you. And so now it's pretty clear. The questions I'm going to ask you have two segments. First, you're going to hear some music, and I'm going to reintroduce the show. I already teased you. They know you're coming on from the first segment. And we're going to talk about, first we're going to set the stage. I do want to talk about what a fast carb meal does to your sugar level, okay?
Okay.
And why that's no good, because we really have to understand that the problem before we look at the Swedish Sugar Buster as a solution, all right?
That's right,
so
indeed.
Once we have the problem out there, we'll be able to talk about what is an amino acid, what is chromium, and what effect it would have, and then how you've kind of packaged this together so that it's easy, basically, for people to help themselves. So that's really the three parts of what we're going to do. Is there anything else that you would particularly like to bring out?
Let's see. I guess one of the most important things that, speaking about general health and particularly in the population of your listeners, is it's not only the effects that you feel. It's not the spikes in your energy or your appetite or the fluctuation of your sleep, but it's what's going on in your body that you have no feeling or have no idea that is actually occurring. And that's, I think, a big piece of why this is a dangerous bit, because if by the time you have an effect, then it's down the road quite a ways.
Okay, so that's very, very important to say, and we're going to get that out pretty much at the beginning. Now, the other is, where can they get it? Where can they get the product?
So we're just launching in America, and it's going to be first available online and then through targeted retailers. But the campaign overall over the next 6 months, they'll start seeing it in retail stores. They may start seeing it in food service areas. But right now it will be launched online on the 15th of September. It's actually coming out online.
Okay, so you'll be able to give them the website, right, when I ask for that?
That's
correct?
Right.
Great. All right, so we are ready. Very good. And this
good.
Wait, I got to tell you, there are two segments. First, how long is this first segment? Right, 11 minutes, which is a nice long time. At the end, music begins to play. Usually I'm finished and already, but should you hear the music playing, just wrap up your sentence, and that's that.
Okay. All right.
Good.
All right.
We are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello again. And, of course, this is our second segment of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is Adrienne Berg. And I am very excited because on September 15th, two big things are happening. One, I'm turning 69. Two, a brand new, very useful product is coming out called the Swedish Sugar Buster. And we have with us Dr. Charlene Belluzzo, who is going to tell us all about it and what it means to you. And at the beginning of our show, I already teased this because I'm very concerned with health issues for people of a certain age like me and you and the people that you love. And one of the big hidden mysteries of life are what's going on inside our bodies with regard to sugar levels, when we eat the wrong things. Is there anything we can really do to help us out? And while there may be no substitute for knowledge, good nutrition, exercise, and sleep, every once in a while we can use a helping hand, and Dr. Belluzzo has one for us. But before we go into that, Dr. Belluzzo, let's just talk about the problem here, about sugar spikes and what happens inside our body when we're eating the wrong thing. Give us some illumination of what we really should be concerned about so we can fix it.
Very good. So thank you, Andrea, and good morning to all of you that are listening with us. So glad that I am able to join Andrea today and talk to you. Sugar is bad. That's what Andrea was just trying to say. Sugar is the new tobacco. And all of you have heard of this in the media, and you're hearing it and reading it in magazines. Scientists all over the world agree that meals with too much sugar and something called fast carbs that we'll talk about in just a moment put a strain and stress on our bodies.
Now let's talk about those fast carbs, because I think that people are mainlining bread, they're mainlining pasta, they're becoming less and less meat eaters, so they're choosing other foods for that. And I think perhaps they should understand what is this fast carbs, because we may be eating it every day.
Indeed, I would assume that most all of us are eating fast carbs. And fast carbs, what that term really means is when you eat something that has a carbohydrate that metabolizes very quickly in your body, and that blood sugar, that glucose or sugar in your blood, then hits your bloodstream in a blast. It hits it very fast, and it's a high amount of glucose in your bloodstream, and that puts a strain on your system to be able to metabolize that sugar, that glucose in your bloodstream, and bring it into the cell so it can be converted to energy. If you have a strain in that blood sugar being metabolized and converting to energy in the cell, it leads to those spikes in energy, those glucose spikes that give you the highs and the lows that may disrupt your sleep. And the thing that is so critical that I want you to hear is that it's the things that you don't feel and those things that you don't see, the effects of the blood glucose, which are very, very dangerous, because those fast carbs can be damaging your blood vessels and damaging, and over the long term, the damage to the blood vessels can affect your organs, your heart, your kidneys, your eyes, just the general balance of your cells.
Now, of course, one of the things that we're all told is to eat right and so on, but we don't always do it, and even more so, sometimes we don't always know what's right because every other day a different thing comes up. Caffeine is good, caffeine is bad, you know, this sort of thing. But there are some scientific helps with regard to that. Yeah, but I think it sounded like you wanted to jump in on that one, Charlotte.
Oh, I'm sorry for jumping in too quickly.
Ahead.
So I did want to give you all an idea of what foods, examples of what fast carbs might be. Fast carbs are definitely white breads. White breads are actually faster carbs than even sugar itself. Lots of products that we eat, pizza, burgers, even sushi with white rice is a fast carb. An example of slow carbs would be more, most fruits and most vegetables are slow carbs. Those slow carbs are those that take longer for the body to metabolize that sugar or that glucose, and so they don't hit the bloodstream all at once, and the body has the ability to bring it into the cell and use it for energy.
So, yes, and now that we can understand, I think we kind of know what might be a fast carb. It's the stuff that we think, oh, that'll make us fat. Because we're always, as you say, we're always looking at the external. We're always looking at proof that something is wrong, but we don't realize what's going on internally, silently, and that could be a lot worse. So we understand that there's an issue here, and there are different kinds of supplements and pills and nutritionals and diets. But what Swedish Sugar Buster is, it's kind of interesting because it's something that is a drink that you have with your meal. And before we talk a little bit more about it, the contents of it uses a formula with amino acids and chromium. What are amino acids, and what is the effect of chromium? What exactly is it that it should regulate these spikes?
So amino acids are actually proteins, and there are many different proteins that are the building blocks of our body. And in this particular good idea drink that we're talking about today, there are five essential amino acids that have been tested for 8 years at the University of Lund in Sweden, and both laboratory tested and clinically tested to balance those amino acids so that there is an ideal composition to help manage that process of bringing the glucose into the cell. Chromium is a mineral. It's a transport mineral, and it's been proven, scientifically proven, to be able to assist that process of supporting the glucose metabolism and bringing it into your cell and using it. So through these many years of testing, this particular blend of amino acids, the proteins that are building blocks, these five amino acids, and assisted and supported by the chromium, this formula has proven to actually facilitate this process of using the energy from the glucose in an effective way in the body, in the way that our bodies were designed to use this type of glucose energy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We're talking to Dr. Charlene Abeluzzo, and she is very much in favor of a new product. It's called Good Idea. Also called the Swedish Sugar Buster. That's a little bit of marketing, but the fact is it's a very serious product. We're going to tell you how you could get it. It doesn't come out until September 15th, and we do try to be cutting edge here. But I'll tell you something, Doctor. I use chromium in a funny way, and as you're telling me this, it's really resonating with me. I belong to a group. We're long-distance walkers, and we'll walk 20 to 30 miles in a day. Even on our celebration, we walk 50. And
wow.
We take...
That's great.
Yeah, it is great, and it's made my life very, very wonderful, to be honest with you. I don't think I'd be as healthy and active as I am without that, because I'm no sports person. I was the kid who they wouldn't put on the team. So, you know, now I have a sport. But we use, in our water, we put in potassium, magnesium, and chromium. And without eating very much, I never lose stamina. And I'm thinking that a Good Idea drink might actually have that effect as well. I'm looking forward to that. But, of course, I understand that its major reason is to prevent these spikes. Now,
yes, and if you look at it, and looking at exactly what you're saying, the secret really is if you want to change the way you eat and the way you feel, change the way you drink. I think you just gave the perfect example with your walking group. So that is key, that you have an opportunity to really change a habit by changing what you drink and when you drink it.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about before we finish this segment. You know, we get a lot of good stuff. This morning I was spritzing turmeric into the side of my cheek because I don't have enough turmeric. I heard it's a good thing. I don't even know if I use
yes.
it right. I don't know if I use it right. I'm trying to read the directions in French. But anyway, with this good idea drink, what is the best way, the most effective way? When we come back, we're going to talk about how you should be taking these things. We have some wonderful things out there that can improve our health, increase our longevity, enhance our life, help us thrive. But as my mother used to say, I have the healthiest closet in America. If it's just sitting in your refrigerator or just in your closet, it's not going to do you any good. So we're going to talk with the doctor, public health expert. How we should administer these things for ourselves. It's a good idea.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so that was great. We're off now. We're just talking to each other. They're putting in a commercial now.
My apologies for interrupting you. I'm so sorry. I got so excited I jumped in a couple
matter.
Of times.
Doesn't matter. Okay. It works out well because you had something you wanted to say at that time, and the second time I just kept quiet so you could say it, and we can just edit it. It'll be very tight. Don't worry about it at all.
Oh, good.
Very
good. Good.
Very good. Now, what I do want to talk about is how to use it. One of the things that happens on this show is we have a lot of good ideas and a lot of good products, and because we don't get paid, people trust it because it's not, you know, I'm not just saying this is a good thing for my own benefit.
Right.
But what I find is people don't know how to use it. They buy it. Maybe they'll call you and they'll order it, and it'll be in the refrigerator or they'll. So even though it's a drink and it seems obvious, I do want you to say ideally how people should use this. Should they have it every
exactly,
meal?
And this is important. Yeah, and this product is very important
very
because
important.
It is. It's how it functions. Yeah,
and then again, is the issue of what's going on inside you. What you talked about the bloodstream and so on. That was a very important point. I don't want it to get lost, so I'm going to ask for that again. And what else would you like to cover?
I think that we're hitting the key points.
That's important. The
big key is just health is perfect cellular balance, and that's what we're trying to achieve is health is perfect cellular balance. And I can say that in various different ways, but this product is really to help that happen. And I don't know how scientific you want me to be. I would say less scientific than seriously scientific.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, okay, Stuart, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. It is the only show in the United States that deals with aging, and only aging. And it is amazing to me because not only is aging something that is happening to every one of us from the moment we're born, so aging is not for the old, it's a dynamic. And not only is our longevity increasing, but believe it or not, aging has become a business sector. Yeah. We used to have 200 business sectors that you can invest in. Now there's 201. One of them is The Business of Aging. And that is a lot of that has to do with pharmaceuticals, health care, staying healthy, and prevention. And we're all about prevention. And Dr. Charlene Belluzzo is here with us. She's a public health expert, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the country, other parts of the world. And one of the things that she advocates is to avoid those sugar spikes. They're not easy to avoid. We eat too much carbs, as she says, particularly fast carbs, which she has defined for us, including pizza and white bread. And there's a new drink called Good Idea, Swedish Sugar Buster, that is about to come out. We try to be cutting edge and let you know it's coming out September 15th. We also will tell you that we receive no compensation in any way, shape, or form from any of the products we tell you about. It's because we think that they have some merit in and could be helpful to you. We don't stand behind them. They're not our company. But they really do address at least an issue that we would like to raise consciousness on, and this certainly is. So let's go back to the doctor. I know that people are going to be interested in finding out about the product. Is there a website that they could go to?
Yes, of course. And the website is very easy to remember. The product is Good Idea, which it is, a good idea. So the website is www.goodideadrinks.com. And the three words, good idea drinks, are continual. So www.goodideadrinks.com, drinks with an S.
Right, so now what I wanted to do, and we were talking about this, I was talking about this with the doctor during our break, was we do bring a lot of interesting products, I'll call them, whether they're supplements, whether they're equipment, to the fore for people to understand. And then I find that when they do buy any of these things, it sits there, or they're not quite sure how to use it. I try most of the things we talk about on the air myself, and I don't always know how to use it. So, and you have said, Doctor, that particularly with this, it's important to do it the right way. So what's the right way with Good Idea?
Andrea, you're completely right. It is critical with this particular product to get the positive effects. For a Good Idea to affect the blood sugar, there is a specific way we need to take it. And the way that that is slightly before a meal and during a meal that has carbohydrates in it. Now, they could be fast carbohydrates like we've been talking about, and they could be slower carbohydrates that are maybe have more fiber and they're slower to process. Either way, it's critical that to have the glucose or the blood sugar positive effects to drink the can of Good Idea, part of it slightly before the meal and the rest of the can with the meal. We scientifically formulated the dose of the drink to match what would be the ideal dosage of the amino acids and chromium, as we described just a little bit ago. And so one can, slightly before your meal and with your meal, is all that it takes. Now, bear in mind that it's a sugar-free, non-sweetened, natural-flavored sparkling water, which is very refreshing and tastes very light and very good. And so there is no harm to drink it as a beverage at other times. There is no problem as if you were drinking any other carbonated water drink, but you just won't have the glucose effect unless there's actually food or a meal that has the glucose in your system. And that's the way it is. Please remember that health is perfect cellular balance. When your cells are in perfect balance, then wastes are taken away and they function well and we have energy and we're able to feed our muscles and our nerves. And that is the what we're trying to achieve is when having a meal, we would like to balance that blood sugar so we're ideally supporting health.
So I'm going to bring in the D word, which we didn't discuss before. is this indicated, contraindicated, or neutral for somebody who's diabetic? Because they have sugar.
Well, this
issues.
Is a very, this is a very important question, both for those who have been diagnosed with diabetes, more than 29 million people in America, but even more so, the 86 million people who are pre-diabetic, and 9 out of 10 individuals in America do not know they're pre-diabetic. So this is critically important that we're not only caring about this blood glucose for our weight management and balancing the sugar spikes, because when we have those spikes, we might not feel good, but we're really looking at those types of things that we're not seeing underneath. And as you say, the diabetes and the pre-diabetes conditions are very, very, very serious here in America. Now, Good Idea has been tested only in pre-diabetic and healthy individuals. We're not a drug. There is nothing bad about if you have diabetes drinking it, but that's not where our research has been focused right now. In the future, yes, but right now we're wanting to prevent diabetes and support that process, and we're wanting to address those of you that feel good and want to maintain that healthy lifestyle and feel even better.
So I'm really looking forward to this because I'm an experimenter. Everybody knows I try stuff all the time, which is why I'm reading a turmeric thing in French. And I'm so glad that you told us how to use this, because that particular thing says take 4 sprays in your mouth. Do I know if it's 4 at the same time or 4 throughout the day? I don't know. So it's wonderful that Good Idea, Swedish Sugar Buster, coming out September 15th, and you know the protocol. We all know the protocol. Thank you so much. You know what I'm going to say to everybody? Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay. So that was a peppy.
Is that
peppy,
okay, Andrea?
Yeah, I thought it was wonderful. People get it out.
Oh,
they know where to find it. And good luck. I mean, I think it's a very, very, it is a good idea. As a lawyer, I'm always shocked that you got the name.
You know, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
We were able to secure it and register it.
Go
get
your lawyer.
It's very good.
Go get the trademark lawyer. That's what you should do. The winner in this whole thing is the trademark lawyer. He's wonderful.
You know what? You're amazing. I appreciate your energy and your experimental nature, that you being the example of how to really be bold. You embody what it is that you're doing. And that comes across in such a beautiful way.
Well, I really try.
But
and,
you do.
And there are ethical issues. I'm dealing now with, do I do something to my face or not? And what does it mean to the image of aging? So it's not so much the kind of thing that you deal with, but when it comes to that sort of thing, that's a real ethical issue.
I just turned 60 this year, and I'm the same thing. I feel fabulous at 60, but I'm starting to look like I'm getting to those senior years. And so I, when you figure it out, then I'll listen to you and you tell us how to deal with that, because I completely agree.
Yeah, I figured out a little bit. I mean, the easy is you do what you feel is right for yourself. That's the easy answer. And so for most people of means who could do it, they do feel like they'd like a little bit of sprucing up, you know. And one of the wonderful things that's happening is that the new things like Voluma and others are lasting longer, but they are also preventative.
Yes.
They are preventative. You do get less wrinkles if you use them. It's not only that they're corrective. So
I can see what you're saying, because the wrinkle never develops.
Right.
That's
on the plus side.
You know, I haven't looked at it that way. So you know what? You've given me a tidbit. And as you said that, here in my office, I have a mirror. And I just went, oh, my gosh, I better work on these lips a little bit. Keep the wrinkles out.
Right, so it doesn't decline as much. So I'm getting, I have the devil and the angel on the shoulder. The devil is saying, look, you feel like you're a certain age. You should look like you're a certain age. Otherwise, people won't regard you that way, and you'll become invisible. The angel says, hey, why can't we look one way and make that beautiful?
And why can't we be ageless and people wonder, they don't know how old we really are? That would be like heavenly that they'd say, we know that she's done this and she's been around a long time, so she's got to be a certain age, but we don't know what that age really is. And if I could get that formula, then we'd take it out to as many women. I mean, there's nothing that would make us feel better. And that's what it's really about. It's about self-confidence and esteem and feeling your best self when you're in the world. I think it really is one of those things that it's a gift to women and men, but speaking mostly right now of women, that if we could give a gift to women in the world that they feel good about themselves. And one of that is how we show up in the world. Yeah, how we appear.
No question.
So I like you.
Same here. I want you to know that Wednesday you'll be on the first page of our website. Which is great, and you'll be heard this Sunday. And if you go to generationboldradio.com, there'll most likely be a link, or you can go to BizTalk on your phone. Even you can go to BizTalk and put in their free app.
Okay,
you'll be able to listen to it live. But after Wednesday, you can listen to it archived anytime you want on Generation Bold Radio.
Okay.
Done.
And
okay.
When it's live on Sunday, it's syndicated across the country. So
it's
California.
My problem is that I don't have the full list because I'm not the syndicator.
Okay.
But yes,
okay.
It'll be heard in California, Texas, Florida, Michigan. I don't remember. You know, every time there's always new additions. But in case it's not near you or whatever, you can always go to BizTalk Radio and get in the app, and you can hear it from anywhere in the world, including New Zealand. Okay?
Very good. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to let you go.
There's no phone, except I need to...